Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I sat down with Gwyneth Gloss-Colgrove, the president of the Great Plains Welsh Museum in Wymore. Gwyneth has been president of the museum for a while now.
Since 2016.
Gwyneth's father was also the last remaining Welsh speakers in the area.
That's true. Yes, they interviewed him just shortly before he passed away in 2001, and he was the last Welsh speaker of that original Bethel Welsh community, which was south of Wymore.
Great Plains Welsh Museum has decided to expand because they don't have enough room for all the donations that they get.
Yes, the reason for that, we hosted the National North American Festival of Wales last year, and because we had such notoriety and we were able to bring down 3 and 4 busloads of people from across the United States, Canada, and Wales, they've determined that we do not have enough room for all of the donations that people are giving us, and many of them are one-of-a-kind artifacts. So from that publicity and from those people saying that we should go forth with this, we are planning a 2,200-square-foot expansion to the current museum building.
The museum got approved for a $25,000 grant through the Gage County Visitor and Tourism Board in Beatrice.
That's right. That's through the Gage County Visitor and Tourism Board there in Beatrice. And that helps us a great deal towards our goal of raising $175,000 for this addition to the museum.
They are seeking to raise $175,000. And if you would like to donate, you can mail a check to the museum or contact Gwyneth through her email.
Well, just by sending a check, to the Great Plains Welsh Heritage Project, and that's in Wymore, and that's P.O. Box 253, or they can contact me on my email, which is president@NEEDWARD.com.
They don't really have a deadline to raise the funds, but would like to start the process of the expansion next fall.
Not exactly. We would like to have this done by next fall. That all goes according, of course, by our finances and raising the required amount. We have gotten a bid, of course, and we've done the completion of a survey, and also the preliminary plans have all been approved. So now the final step, of course, is raising the needed funds.
You can find many different things in the museum, like heirlooms that people probably didn't have anyone to pass them down to.
Many of the items are artifacts from people's, from their heirlooms that maybe, they have no one to pass on to. One example is we do have a map of Wales from the 1600s, which is one of a kind. It's very valuable. Another one is a replica of the dollhouse that was built for the Princess Elizabeth and Margaret. And this was built back in the 1930s or 40s, which was a dollhouse that was in the back of the Windsor Castle. And this is an exact replica. A lady from Wales, her father passed away from the lung disease during World War I, and she wanted this to go to a museum because it is one of a kind, and it was the last gift that was presented to her before her father passed. It's those types of items that we have. Of course, we have many rare art books, and of course, a lot of we hold the only Welsh newspapers from the 1850s that were they're all in our archive. Our archive is a state of the art and is the only one in North America.
I want to thank Gwyneth for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to KNDYradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.